This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Jalen Brunson, Mitchell Robinson talking about Jason Tatum's injury. It indeed sucks. That's one thing we can agree with the Knicks on, that it sucks.
Finally, we found common ground with the Knickerbocker fans.
Although it doesn't suck for them on the court, because we did see a lot of Knicks fans right out in front of scores here
earlier. I told
you
they were going to travel. First of all, it's a train ride, or it's a car ride. And second, like, the ticket, like, someone we work with who does a lot of work on our program is taking his son to the game tonight. And he said, he's like, well, we got fired up for the game, so I bought tickets. A few days later, he's like, well, Celtics are down 3-1. The tickets are now half the price that I paid.
Well, half Ryan Furzoco paid a good price to get into the Garden tonight.
I think he paid price and a half.
Some would say it's a half month's rent is the term I was throwing around to
for real.
Furzoco, who's apparently a rich kid, got a lot of money. I'm going to ask him for a loan when I need something next time.
All right, hold on.
WEEI Afternoons, we talked to Alex Cora a little earlier. We had to kind of bump things around here in the 5 o'clock hour. But he had some interesting things to say about the ongoing situation with Rafi Devers and the way they handled that. So let's the first cut here, Stiz, I believe, is the one talking about how they handled that situation.
I think at the end of the day, the relationship is the manager player, right? It's not Alex and Rafi, right? And we had conversations, we go over stuff, and at the end, we're shooting for the same goal, is to win the World Series. People are going to talk about why he doesn't want to play first or why he's the DH, you know. They talk about the way we handle things in the off season, and you know, you can always be better in certain areas. I do believe we went, you know, the right way about all this stuff, and people might agree or disagree, but it's never personal. It's just, you know, what we're trying to accomplish, and that's the way I see it.
And as we did learn earlier, some people do agree and disagree. We took calls on both sides of the argument. There are definitely Devers supporters out there, and there are definitely people that aren't real happy with Devers and the way he's handling himself. So we'll see how that plays out. But the other thing that Cora admitted when Ted Johnson was just belaboring the point about first base and Devers was
hammered him.
He didn't close the door on Devers playing first base.
Like I said, you know, conversations are going on. You know, there's not a given Rafi's going to take ground balls at first in the home stand. But we'll keep working at it, not only with him, but with others. And, you know, I know Craig is doing a good job just, you know, on the phone trying to gather as much information as possible. You know, the goal here is to make the team better, right? I think the most important thing here in the short run is to get Romy back, getting healthy, give him a chance to play first, and see where he takes us.
Get Romy back. I mean, that's great.
Why do you hate Romy?
He's not offensively, like, there's not enough offense. Okay. The offense is sputtering right now. It's inconsistent, and you need a bigger bat. You need more pop. I need more power. I need a little something.
So Devers.
Yeah.
Answer is Devers. Or
then you put Matsuzaka in at DH at least if
Yoshida.
You want to rotate Yoshida. No, yes. Well, no, you can get Matsuzaka, too. It's just it would take some...
Man, that's very, 2 days in a row on this show.
Two different hosts, 2 days in a row. Yeah, that's not okay.
Yoshida, sorry. So, that's a tough... We haven't said his name in a while, my God. And no, I'm not crying for Anthony or begging for Meyer as much as I would like to see both of them.
What do you mean? You've been doing that for a month and a half now.
Well, I've stopped because it's not going to happen.
Been bitching about it nonstop.
Well, it's more grousing or just... Yeah. It's some begging and pleading mixed in as well.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends here, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. As I mentioned earlier, we are leading into the Mass Mutual pregame show. That means you'll be able to hear the Alex Cora interview in its entirety when Christian Arcan plays that a little bit later. But let's go back to the phone lines. We're talking Celtics. We're at scores. We're prepping for Game 5, Knicks Celtics. So let's go to Charlie in Boston. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, great show, everybody.
Thanks, Charlie.
You guys happen to see who brought Tatum off the court when he was injured? Did you guys see that?
Did we see what big guy?
Who brought Tatum off of the court? It was Brad Stevens.
Yes, sir. I thought I saw that, and we never had a chance to talk about it. Okay, go ahead, Charlie. You're right.
Yep, it was Brad Stevens, and it just brings me back to in Brad we trust, right? So no matter what happens here, Brad will figure it out. But, yeah, I mean, Brown's got to step up, but not step up too big, just like you said, just don't do the whole bull in the china shop. But, I mean, if he blows this game and is terrible, like, I mean, he might be moved.
All right, we're not doing that. No, in Brad, we trust that we're moving Jaylen Brown.
About that. You know, Andy,
you can't trade Jaylen Brown. I said this yesterday. You can't trade Jaylen Brown while you don't have Jason Tatum.
No, you're probably not going to trade him, period, in the first place because the two work together. You know, we had some stats that we pulled earlier today that we got off of our friends at GetUp, Andy, and I'll tell you just, you know, we don't have time to play the whole audio from this morning, but I'll tell you, the anomalous nature of the stats that have piled up in favor of the Knicks this series is mind-blowing. The fact that the New York Knicks are the first team in the history of the NBA to have to team ever to trail by 9 points or more in four consecutive games and be up in the series. The first team to ever be up in a series and have a 14-point or greater deficit in the series. Everything is going the Celtics' way statistically, except it's the wrong score. It's
except 3-1, they're down 3-1 and they lost their best player.
Yes.
Other than that, it's going great.
Not to mention they've also led for under 25 minutes in total. 24-55 was the number.
They've played 192 minutes. The Knicks have led for 25.
And yet they're up 3-1.
But it's just mind-blowing.
But that's your segue into a reason to be optimistic. I think was when we were talking about these stats before, New York, despite being up 3-1, are still not a Goliath.
No.
Whether you have Jason Tatum or not, which is why I think the optimism, I know your optimism is worn off as the show has gone along
because
people have been trying to take it away from you, but there's still plenty of reason for that because of your opponent.
Yeah, let's get 2 o'clock Andy back in here. 5 o'clock Andy.
Yeah.
Well, I can only fight the world for so long, and the world seems to be negative. I think they can A, win this game tonight, and B, win the series. Like, I don't think that's crazy.
That's with one kid.
It starts with one at a time, and it starts with Jaylen Brown, in my opinion, just being comfortable. Mm-hmm. If he's comfortable tonight on the court, comfortable in his role, comfortable with his shot.
Well, here are your slippers, Mr. Brown.
You know what I mean. If he's comfortable, I think the rest will fall into place. And if he's not comfortable, then I think others will try to fill the void, and Peyton Pritchard might try to do too much, or somebody else might try to do too much. It starts with Jaylen Brown, but not in a go score 40 points kind of way.
No, just be the facilitator when they come after you and they double down. Distribute the ball, like we said, that number. If he has 6 or more assists tonight, I am guaranteeing a dub.
Okay. Or you'll wear that weird
bathing
suit and jump in the river again?
Yeah. If I have to. That was the beach. It was the ocean.
Or whatever.
The water was freezing.
Yes, Stanball.
Something to sneak in right before the end of the show. Tanner Houck to the 15-day injured list. Cooper Criswell up from Worcester.
Oh, does he have a broken ego?
I believe it's broken man. Broken man. He is a broken
man. Spirit is the designation. A right flexor pronator strain. I don't know what that means.
You made that up. We don't even have one of those.
Alex went to the team doctor's like, give me the craziest thing possible that's legitimate but no one's ever heard
of. Put 4 words together that do have to do with the body, and we'll just put that out there.
Alex,
by the way, you could have told us earlier.
Yeah.
Hey, I asked you about Tanner Houck.
You should have pressed him 3 times to get the answer.
We should have had Ted Bulldog into it. That's right.
So Tanner Houck is on the injured list with basically being a bad pitcher lately and needing to figure things out for himself. The Celtics need to figure out a way to win tonight just down the street. And we, again, are at Scores here. Thank you to Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling from Absolut. Very yummy. Had one earlier. Come on down pregame, then get your butts in your expensive seats at the Garden. They need your support. They need your energy. Jaylen Brown, Peyton Pritchard, Kristaps Porzingis, they all need to step up. And hopefully, fingers crossed, I'm still wearing this Jaylen Brown jersey tomorrow as we continue to talk postseason basketball. Quick prediction, Nick, score.
I got you tonight. It's Celtics 107, Knicks 100.
Celtics 121, Knicks 99.
Wow.
Jaylen Brown with 35-plus points. He balls out, and we play on players. Celtics-Knicks underway. Up now we have Christian Arcan in the MassMutual pregame show.
That's me.
Talk to you tomorrow at 2, WEEI Afternoons.
Go Celtics.
Let's go Celtics. I need it. I need it. Let's go.